Welcome, this is Sananda. The past can feel very real. You carry it with you. Often you may have documents to prove to yourself the reality of your own past. Yet, for you as a being, there is no past, only now. And what you as a being describe to yourself as the past is just a collection of energy forms, some of which give you pleasure to look at, to turn this way and that, to restore to life with the vividness of your memory. Other energy forms lodged within your energy field, straddling your mind and your emotions and your body, may, as it were, have sharp corners that stick into you, that have continued to give you pain, however hard you've tried to round those hard, sharp corners. And yet you can release those painful forms, either transmuting them so that the sharp corner does indeed find a roundness that fits, or by dissolving altogether so that the energy out of which that painful memory was made takes on a different form, a form that reveals the love that lies within every memory, however deeply buried or overlaid it may be. Let come to mind now a memory that feels a little painful. On other occasions you can explore that which is more painful, but for now, play with an awkwardness rather than a deep pain. And as you allow yourself to rerun the film of that memory, move past the external appearance, and with your imagination to help you, and gently issuing an invitation to your soul to help you too, find the energy form that dresses itself up as your memory. Each of you has your own way of doing this. For some, it's easy to imagine energy forms, abstract shapes, colors and textures. For others, a more natural way is to use your feeling senses. To find the array of feelings that you associate with the memory itself. As you explore this energy form or forms, pause so that you may come to a knowing that you are a beautiful being. Trust that in this memory, you were doing the best you could back then. And as much as you can, trust that that is true of anyone else involved. You might imagine that in some ways, humanity lives in a room with the lights out at night. And what feels to the child within like an act of brutality is, after all, just someone blundering around in the dark. Imagine now that you are, or that you can call to you, an angel of compassion, and that through you, or from within you, or with you, is a limitless reservoir of compassion becoming available. Imagine that in that dark room, you are beside the light switch, and it is a gentle switch, a dimmer switch. You do not need to suddenly flood the dark room with light and give everyone a shock. You can begin to turn that dimmer switch so that from the glow of a guttering candle, the light grows like the sun rising at dawn. And all those forms that have been holding your pain can feel the light of this rising sun warming them. That part of you that has been holding your pain may have been holding it a long time and holding it hard. It may be that it's very tired. And when the warmth of the sun, your love, your compassion, your acceptance, comes to that energy form, that part of you that holds the pain, it relaxes. It might be that it gives a big sigh, like someone waking from sleep. Day has come. Imagine whatever energy form or forms you've focused on here becoming animated, having a life of their own, a part of your life. and yawning and stretching and waking up and looking round and seeing that the darkness has gone or is going. The sun is rising. A beautiful day welcomes you. Trust yourself. It may be that your fear has been that if you let go of the memory, you would repeat the behavior. Or that you do not truly deserve to feel good about yourself because you did this or that. Or because you do not feel free to forgive another. They need to be held to account. If any of these ideas or beliefs like these are there for you, find within you your own immense courage. And say, I deserve to be free. I permit myself to let go of the past. I accept the gifts of the present. As you free yourself, more and more of your own inner light becomes freed to be present as you, living this life now. And your light, as it grows, is like that dimmer switch switched on and brightening, so that you help others to wake from the snares of past memories, to be born anew now, in this moment. Good. If that energy form that you have been exploring is still present, allow it to grow beautiful, to dissolve into light, to transmute into joy that you have learnt from your own past and the wisdom gained is present now. Good. Well done. And now when you are ready, giving thanks to your helpers, come to the outer world and with our love,